As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie's got a confession here. The significant other of one of us sort of offended her, and it's time to come clean. Kristen's already assuming that it's her husband, Bart, because they're around each other quite a bit.
Well, for clarification, I did say a family member of one of you all has hurt my feelings. Okay. And I'm the type of person where I am a little sensitive, but I don't like to show when my feelings are hurt.
Uh-huh.
But this is one that just cut me deep.
Yeah.
And so I have to address this. Now, would you like to guess who it is?
A family member. The obvious one is
Kristen's husband, Bart, who you're around quite a bit because you watch their kid, right?
Is it in my house? Did this happen in my house?
It did. It did, Kristen.
It's Jimmy, isn't it?
It's Jimmy.
What?
You're 2 year old.
Almost 2 year old. He's not even 2 yet.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do?
So it wasn't even Bart.
Well, now, he's been offending you, I mean, for 2 years now. Wanting to hang out with Bart more than you, pushing you off the couch, Kristen, and like giving you the Heisman. So this is not new to him. No. He's kind of a little D sometimes.
We don't call him a little D. We call him a little a-hole. Okay. But it's one thing if he does it to me. It's another thing if he hurt Katie's feelings.
Maybe he just doesn't like women. That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not raising a little misogynist. I'm not raising a little misogynist.
Putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
He's great. Majority of the time, Jimmy is great. He's such a sweetheart. And so you and Bart decided to go on date night, right?
We did.
And I was watching Jimmy.
You were.
And we were having a great time. I mean, like running around the house. Everything was great, right?
Uh-huh.
Then towards the end of the night, you can tell he started to get a little tired.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, the best way is to put on Bluey.
Right.
Calms them down.
What's that TV show for kids, right?
Yes, yep. Bluey. It's about two little sisters, two dogs. It's so cute.
Exactly. Then he'll grab his little horsey, and he'll sit in the chair with you, and he'll recline back, and he's in the zone.
Uh-huh.
So we're just having a grand old time. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome, right? And then out of nowhere, he scooched out the chair, right? He hops, because he's sitting on my lap while we're watching Bluey, and he just shimmies his way down out the chair. And then he looks at me, and then he has horsey in one hand. And then he puts his thumb in the other hand. And he's like, and he just starts making these sounds. And I'm like, Jimmy, what's going on? He's like, and he decides to put his hand, he takes his thumb out, right?
Uh-huh.
Puts his hand on my back. He comes around behind me and pushes me. He's like, mm. And I'm like, Jimmy, what does that mean? Do you want me to stand up? Like, I don't know what it means with your pushing me. So then he keeps pushing me. I'm like, okay, clearly he wants me to stand up.
Yep, he does.
So then I stand up. Uh-huh. Now, mind you, my jacket is also over the chair. He pulls down my jacket, hands it to me, and says, go.
Oh, he's ready for you to go.
He's telling you to get out.
Oh, enough was enough of you.
Wait. My almost two-year-old is literally kicking you out of the house.
He was trying to kick me out.
Yo, he grabbed your jacket and said, here.
Tell me
in one hand. And he points at the door, Kristen. He pointed at the... Go.
Pointed at the door.
Did he hand you the keys to the car also? And give you your shoes?
No, he started the car.
Yes. So I looked at him. I'm like, no, Jimmy, no. We got to wait till your parents. So I sit back down, right? And he does it again.
Oh.
And he's like, no, go. And it was kind of perfect timing because it was about 10 minutes before you all arrived.
Yeah.
So when you all arrived home, he acted like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course. I'm assuming it's the toddler phase, but he's bossy. Mm-hmm. Like, he is B-O-S-S-Y bossy.
Likes things his own way.
Oh, he's so particular. Well, he is his father.
Yeah?
He's so particular with where he's putting things and how he wants things. And if you touch it, oh my gosh. Like, literally, you see, like, the top of his head come off and the steam blow out. So, and if you're sitting in chairs, like, he pushes you where he wants you to go. Like, Bart and I will be standing in the kitchen talking, and he's like, no, I want you over here and I want you over there. If you're sitting in a chair he doesn't like, he will get you out of the chair and put you somewhere else.
And then do you do what he tells you to do?
I do. And Bart's like, why are you succumbing to the parents?
You've got to fast forward and look at that kid as a 12-year-old.
Yeah?
Yeah, you are setting the groundwork right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Bart's like, why are you letting him tell you what to do? And I'm like, and I look at this little 30-pound toddler and I'm like, why am I allowing you to tell me where to go and what to do? However, Bart was the one that I was in the kitchen. He goes, I need you to leave. He goes, I need you to get out of here because Jimmy can't focus with you in here. And I was like, I've been kicked out myself, but I'm sorry. I will have Jimmy write an apology letter today.
Once he knows his letters?
Yes.
Wait for it. The Bert Show.